Zoomer Radio, Gordon Lightfoot, Carefree Highway. You are definitely going to hear that hit this weekend if you've got tickets to the Songs of Gordon Lightfoot. Two shows at the legendary El Macombo, put on by the equally legendary Lightfoot Band. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So excited to welcome a very special guest to the show. Musician Barry Keane was close to Gordon Lightfoot for some 50 years as his drummer and his friend. Barry and the Lightfoot Band celebrate Gord's musical legacy every time they set foot on stage. Great to have you here, Barry.
Great to be with the fabulous Sisters of Sunrise.
Oh, you're the best. And a legend yourself, Barry, and we are so very sorry for your loss.
Well, thank you very much. And yeah, there was a grieving period, of course, which we're probably still going through, but we got together, the band guys got together and decided we have to keep this going. Gord's great songs have to be performed.
Can you tell us something about Gord that maybe we wouldn't otherwise know? I mean, just reveal something about the personal side of him that maybe will surprise and delight us.
He was, you know, besides being the major talent that he was, the singer-songwriter, the performer, he was a humble man. And he cared about people. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, all the families, he got close to all the families involved in that. And he really was a humble, humble, caring person.
Barry, so what is it like performing Gord's music without Gordon Lightfoot?
Well, it's both exciting and it's different. We are in a very unique situation because we are the guys who were there for the creation of the records, sometimes the writing of the songs, definitely in the performing. And we can perform the songs the way Gord wanted his songs performed. So we are in kind of a unique situation.
Yeah, that is really cool, and it is different. Can I ask you why it's not a tribute but more musical legacy that you're focusing on?
Yeah, well, there's enough tribute bands out there. There's some very good Lightfoot tribute bands, but again, we were there for the, we were with Gord for all of those years, and we can present the songs the way we know Gord wanted them presented, and Gord wasn't shy about letting us know.
Really?
He wanted them performed. So we have a pretty good idea of what Gord wanted, and that's what we're doing.
Let's talk about the venue, the 75-year-old El Macombo. How is the Lightfoot experience different there? So, like, what makes the Elmo the perfect venue for your shows?
Just, I think you said it. It is historic, it is iconic, and if I may, I need to dispel a rumor that's going around that even though they were neighbors of Gord's for a while, and even though we are playing El Macombo, our opening act this weekend will not be the Rolling Stones.
Oh! See, now I think it is the Rolling Stones because you're trying to do the old head fake with us, Barry. So the Stones are opening is what you're saying.
Well, I saw the backstage list, and besides Elvis, Maggie Trudeau is on there. So,
oh, hilarious.
You never know, right?
Exactly.
Can you tell us who is opening?
There is no opening act.
Okay.
It's going to be full Gordon Lightfoot music from top to bottom for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. The Saturday show is sold out,
yeah.
But Sunday there are still some tickets available. So people out there who want to join in the party, I wouldn't wait too long.
Okay, so tell us the set list for the show, because we just played Carefree Highway. That's got to be a part of what you do this weekend.
Oh, there's no question. Mm-hmm. Sundown, Rainy Day People, The Wreck, Beautiful, Summer Side of Life, Circle is Small. I mean, the hard part in putting together set lists is to decide what great Gordon Lightfoot songs we can't fit in. So,
right, yeah. And yeah. Who does the singing?
We have a brand new member of the band, Andy Mock from Florida. And as you can imagine, we've been rehearsing like crazy, but Andy lives in Florida.
Mm.
So that morning commute from Florida to Colorado for rehearsals, it's tough. But we've managed to get through it, and we've had some great rehearsals. We're pumped and ready to go.
Well, thank goodness you are surrounding him, right? Because the originals will be surrounding the new person because he's got big shoes to fill. But I am sure you will lift him and get him to where he needs to be, Barry.
Well, he is doing great. He's doing a fabulous job. He's been a Lightfoot fan for many years. We got to know him. We've known him as a person for many years, and he's doing a fabulous job. So,
okay, we're going to get you back here to talk about the Massey Hall show that's coming up in May. But for now, we're focusing on El Macombo. The Lightfoot Band has two shows at the Elmo this weekend. Saturday's show is sold out. There are a few tickets left for Sunday. ElMacombo.com for details. Barry Keane, drummer for Gordon Lightfoot and the Lightfoot Band for nearly 50 years. Have an amazing time this weekend.
We will have an amazing time. And in case you can't make it this weekend, really quickly, we will be at the River Run Theater in Guelph, and then the Flatow Theater in Markham, and then Brockville and Belleville, and the legendary Bernie Fiedler is doing our bookings for us, so it's going to be a blast.
Amazing.
Sounds awesome. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, ladies. Appreciate it.
And let's check the drive.